Mamadou, Pixie Lott, BBC Radio Sheffield with Gareth. Okay, coming up after 10 this morning, we're talking about the health of your feet. Right now, we're talking music with a horsey feel to it. And I've just been having a listen while Pixie Lott was playing. This album's actually really good. John and Glenn are my guests. John is the inspiration behind the songs. He, I suppose, writes them whilst riding his horse, and then Glenn writes them properly, polishes them, and sings them. Is that
that's pretty much it.
In a nutshell, is that it?
That's pretty much it. Yeah, I do all the production and the vocal and everything. Actually, John, yeah.
I can't sing as well as Glenn. So I don't know where to draw the line.
So John's the loony who sings the songs on the back of his horse and comes up with the ideas, and you're the scientist who puts it all together.
I put it all together.
Okay, and they all have a horsey theme, and as we were saying, the proceeds from this are going to go to horse charities. I didn't even know there were many horse charities. Tell me a little bit about
there's
the beneficiaries.
There's hundreds, literally hundreds. I've tried to pick a few of the well-known charities as well as the smaller ones. They're all listed on our website. Charities such as the World Horse Welfare organisation, which used to be known as the ILPH. There's other charities such as the Blue Cross, Red Wings. There's some smaller charities such as the Essex Horse and Pony Rescue. There's also another charity called Last Equine Defence. But a lot of these charities now, you know, with the downturn and the credit crunch, they are struggling. And what's even more sad is that, you know, the sort of middle income bracket, many people who don't own horses, they've been struggling to keep them. And with the charities overrun, quite often they do advise them to have the horses put down if they can't find homes for them and care for them, which is tragic. You know, these beautiful animals.
Fit and well horses,
God. You know, crying out for a bit of love and attention and care, are having to be put down. So, there are so many good causes out there. It's hard picking. I've tried to pick a few of the best, you know, which are listed on the website. But hopefully, if the album does earn, significant monies, I'd like to also be able to say I can donate to others as well.
Let's have a listen. This is from the album. It's called The Kiss. Hold your head up high. Don't turn to say goodbye. Never miss its time. The kiss. Actually, The Kiss is that. That's live. Is that live?
It is live, yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, partly live.
Partly live.
I sang the guitar was live. I laid down the drums and that was sort of pre-done.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously the backing vocals afterwards.
The album is called Horse Heart and you go under the name of Kimbustian. Where can you get this from? Where can folk get it from?
Website,
iTunes. It's downloadable from iTunes, yeah. And it's the actual physical CD is available from our website. We're also running a competition on the website as well, right, which might be of interest.
Well, give us the name of the website, so if anyone wants to help these horse charities, they can go there.
Yeah, it's www.kimbustian.com.
Kimbustian is Kim, KimBustion. Kimbustian. Lads, lovely meeting you this morning. Thanks for bringing this in.
Thanks for having us on the show.
Wish you all the best of luck with it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
John and Glenn. Kimbustian on BBC Radio Sheffield. Now playing Jimmy Ruffin. What